Mix Mornings. Weekend Wine with Cellar Door. St. Albans local independent wine retailer.
Welcome back, Penny. We loved it when you were here before, so we've invited you back. Well done, and welcome back to Mix 92.6, Penny Edwards.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me again. Very exciting to have a little feature with Cellar Door Wines for the Weekend Wine.
Yes, and we had such fun last time talking about your exploits in the wine world, and I think you'd been to Georgia at that point in search of innovative wines and things.
Yes, I told our listeners all about my trip to Georgia in June. Since then, we have now in stock over 20 Georgian wines from the Kakheti region and the Emireti region, just northeast of Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia.
I bet Georgia. Not many wine retailers can say that about their stock, having more than 20 Georgian wines. Because it's a surprising thing. I mean, there are great wines from all over the world now. You'd see it, once upon a time it was France, Australia or South America, but now you can find great wines all around the world.
Yes, and we still have wines from those classic countries, absolutely. And those countries are the benchmark of fabulous wine. And that, you know, countries like Georgia look to those New World countries for making sort of modern styles of wine. But they also have their classic ancient way of making wine, and which they like to focus on as well.
And your store is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I came down and had a look at it. It's for a wine lover, anyone who appreciates wine, it's just gorgeous. Just like browsing a wondrous old library filled with treasures everywhere. It's a great store.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is a slightly sort of unassuming from the outside because we're on an industrial estate. But don't be fooled by the exterior. Please come in and see. We are really a hidden gem in St. Albans, and we have an amazing range of wine.
I can vouch for that for sure. Now, this feature, Weekend Wine, it's going to be a monthly one, right? We've got a few things to get through. Of course, you're going to tell us about one of your favourite wines. And I can't help but notice you didn't bring any in with you, so we're not going to taste it.
Dude, but you did say we're not allowed to drink in the studio, Steve.
We could have put Dire Straits on or something and gone out and had it outside. There's plenty of ways around it. But probably is a little bit early, isn't it, for that kind of malarkey. So we're going to be talking about one of your favourite wines. That's the Weekend Wine. You can tell us about that in a second. But we've also got a bit of a competition going on. We've put on our social media a quote about wine. We've put half a quote on there, and we're going to give you half the quote and ask you to fill in the rest. And all the best suggestions, we'll give a shout out a little bit later on in the show. The quote today, Penny, is it one that you suggested?
Yes, it is. Shall I say? Do you want me to read the quote?
Now, read the first half of the quote and see if our listeners can work out what the second half of it might be.
It's a fun quote from the legendary funny man W.C. Fields. It starts, "I cook with wine. Sometimes I even..."
Dot, 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 dot. What is the sometimes? What is that, I wonder? Do you want to give it again?
So, "I cook with wine. Sometimes I even..."
If you know the end of that quote, you can email me at steve.simpson@mix926.com, or you can find us on, you can post it on our Mix926 official, where we've got a little post open there. You can add your answers to the end of it. And each week as well, Penny, we're going to be playing a song related to wine, and we've got a pact, haven't we? We've set a pact between us that it is not going to be UB40, nothing so obvious.
No, not allowed. That was one of the rules.
One of the rules, yes. It's actually in the contract.
No red wine.
When we play that one, it means we've run out of wine songs and it's time to move on to a different feature at some point in the future. But we're going to see if we can guess what that's, or ask you to see if you can guess what that song is that's coming up at the end of this feature. It's by an American country singer, isn't it?
Yes, contemporary country singer, one of my favourite female artists at the moment.
And she's not, her country music is sort of quite uplifting rather than,
Yeah, rather than sad.
Yeah, yeah, as very country music
classic,
can be.
And she's kind of the Cyndi Lauper of country music at the moment.
Brilliant.
Bit of girly fun, so, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper of the country world. She had a hit song in the UK. It was called The Club, if that helps as well. So, who is it, and what wine-related song are we likely to play? Again, it's on our social medias if you want to play along with us here on Mix 92.6. Now, let's get to the weekend wine. You have not brought in a wine, but you brought in the details of a wine. I think it's a white wine, right?
It is. You're right.
I guess the colour.
Yes, so I've chosen a wine. So each weekend wine feature is going to feature a wine that will see you through the weekend, that is quite versatile, that you could have with various sort of on various occasions for your weekend drinking. So this week I've chosen a lovely wine from Domaine Wachau, which is in the Wachau Valley on the slopes of the Danube River in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
On the slopes of the Blue Danube. So, I mean, we could also, you know,
we could play songs we could waltz yeah, around the studio if either of us could waltz.
Johann Strauss is a bit heavy for a Friday morning. That's yeah, why we've gone with the country music.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Domaine Wachau Grüne Veltliner. Grüne Veltliner is Austria's flagship white grape variety. It's a really lovely, dry, fresh, quite crisp style of wine, very minerally and very clean, and is very, very versatile with all number of foods. So I've chosen Domaine Wachau's Federspiel, which is a classification of wine, so it's sort of a mid-tier level of quality of wine. We retail it for $16.95 in our shop, and this wine will go perfectly with your fish and chips on Friday evening. But equally, it would go beautifully with your roast chicken and roast potatoes and all the trimmings on Sunday.
That is very optimistic that a bottle of wine might last from Friday evening through
to Sunday. I think either or. So you could potentially get two bottles.
Not both. Yeah, okay.
Have one with your fish and chips on Friday. Or one with, but yeah, probably won't last. It's so good, you won't last on Sunday.
Amazing stuff. And so, is this one you have in your private cellar at home? You'll be having a go at this over the weekend.
This is Grüne Veltliner, the great variety. It's one of my favourites. Mm. It's my sort of take home wine generally.
And is this a vineyard you've been to? Have you been to see this?
Yes, absolutely.
One?
I'm very privileged to have travelled around the world, as you know, and I have actually been to Domaine Wachau in 2018, and there is a picture of me on Instagram with a lovely, in the vineyard, in the Achleiten vineyard, which is on the slopes. You can actually see it if you're on a boat on the Danube, which I was lucky enough to have gone on. You can actually see this Achleiten vineyard, which has got this amazing terraced slate slopes. By the way, at the moment, they're actually having a really tough time. They've had terrible rains. A lot of Europe has been hit by flooding and terrible rains, and the Wachau Valley in particular is being affected. So have a thought for these wine growers in Austria.
It seems that they always have challenges. If it's not excess rain and flooding, then it's early frosts which are impacting the wine. It's such a difficult business to be in.
Absolutely, yeah. So it just, it's a reminder to wine lovers that you should always, you know, wine is not the same every year. Every vintage is different, and that's because of the weather pattern. So it's out of our hands, really, how the wine turns out. It's really, you know, a lot of it does happen in the cellar, as we know, but you have to have great grapes in the first place. And if you've had flooding and the vines have been washed away, or the terrace, in this case, the lovely steep ancient terraces where the vines grow, have been washed away by the floods.
We'd be helping them out, wouldn't we?
We're helping them out by drinking their lovely wine from previous vintages.
Exactly. So part of your job as the managing director and co-owner of Cellar d'Or Wines is to go and seek new wines, as we've alluded to before. You travel the world finding. Have you any idea in your head how many vineyards you've been to in search of wines? Could you count them?
I couldn't. I think I've been to hundreds in my
what a
lifetime,
job.
In my decade. I've been in the wine trade for over two decades, and I've had the great privilege of being able to travel to amazing places. And obviously, even personally, when I organise a holiday for my family, obviously they're going to be vineyards involved.
There's vineyards involved there as well, absolutely, yeah. So they should be. And did you sort of train to be able to taste wine, or was it... I hate to say natural skill, but you know what I mean. Something which is innate.
I think you do have to have, a good sense of taste and smell, which I thankfully have. Mm. Obviously, I was petrified during the pandemic that I was going to lose my sense of taste and smell. Thankfully, I didn't. Mm. I've also just had my mother was lovely. As growing up as a child, we lived in the desert and we lived in quite sort of interesting places. She always grew exotic fruit. And I remember my mother always getting me to pick the ripe fruit and smell the fruit. And I think that's a very important, that was a very important sort of part of my grounding background in kind of remembering aromas and flavors, and that was smelling the fruit.
There used to be somebody on the TV, a very flamboyant wine taster, Jilly something or other, and she used to describe wines, and I'm paraphrasing
Jilly
here,
Gilding,
but
yeah.
that's the one. This wine tastes like running through a field full of nettles with a wet dog or something. I can't imagine how I could translate the taste of a wine into that sort of sensation, and vice versa, to be able to turn the smell of a wet dog into what a wine must taste like. Was she being deliberately flamboyant, do you think, with that kind of thing?
She was.
Or is that kind of how you would describe wines in some ways?
No, sometimes you have to, in order to articulate a particular wine and make it understandable, you have to almost personify the aromas and flavors in the way you describe a wine. So yes, or refer to aromas particularly that people would know about. So wet dog or granny's bramble jam or
I wasn't sure where you were going with that one.
Yeah, granny's jam. Yeah.
Move on quickly. Oh, brilliant. Well, that's fantastic. So the weekend wine, get it for Friday, and it might last till Sunday. You might need to get another one for your roast chicken.
Just get two bottles.
Okay,
that's
why
probably
not?
The best answer.
Now, we set the quiz at the start of this piece. It's actually been running overnight as well. We had it on our website. So we have got some answers sent in to us. Penny brought us a wine quote, which was, W.C. Fields. I cook with wine. Sometimes we asked for some hilariously incorrect answers. Well, whether they're hilarious is subjective, but sometimes I even remember to turn the oven on was one suggestion. No, it's not that. Sometimes I put a whole case in. We've got quite a lot of references to Cock of Van puns, which are far too smutty for radio and far too predictable. So we'll move on from that. But the answer is I cook with wine. Sometimes I even put it in the food. That's the quote. And we've got a right answer today from Tanya Vidonka. Well done, Tanya.
Well done, Tanya.
Yes, brilliant stuff. You obviously know either your wine or your W.C. Fields. And finally, before you go, the wine-related song, Penny. We said it was an American country singer who also had a hit in the UK with a track called The Club. Penny, what is it?
So it's Kelsey Ballerini, so one of my favourite country artists at the moment. And it's called... There's a hole in the bottle.
There's a hole in the bottle. There's a song called There's a Hole in the Bucket. It's not that one, is it?
Hole in the Bottle. And it's a really fun song, and I think it's fabulous for a Friday morning. Just uplifting, and to remind you to come and get a bottle of wine from Cellar Door Wines.
For the weekend, indeed. Penny, thank you for being with us. We'll see you again next month. This is Kelsey Ballerini and Hole.